So it's been a funny thing, really. About a year ago, when I was beginning to work on the performance I did last year for Acts Reacts, it started me thinking about what I'd lost in my work. What had I lost by being more direct with my audiences? What had gone? And that led to this writing, and the piece that I did here last year was very much a reworking of something from a long time ago. But then that writing that I was doing, I called it Ongoing Actions, and I'm still doing it, and it's now 200 pages long. So this is the kind of stuff that led to that performance. But I kept doing it. And then, again, about this time last year, we had this really tragic event that happened that it's really hard to talk about even a year later for me. Although I wasn't so close to Mavis when she was here, I felt very close to her because of my understanding of China and because of my kind of understanding of her, although not speaking to her that much. So Mavis was tragically killed in a car crash, and I was told this on the very first day of the term, a year ago, of this summer term. And this is the article that appeared in the Swansea paper where she was killed in the car crash. And it says that her father said she had a pure heart, which is, for me, a very sort of Chinese phrase, and of course, very moving. So, I think because of my understanding of China, I sort of knew that, this is the only really good quality online photo of Mavis that's available. She's wearing a top hat, I think, in Brick Lane or Spitalfields with her friend. And I'm sure she's deliberately not smiling. So when I saw this, and I knew I was going to have an exhibition, I thought about the top hat, and you'll see later that the top hat plays a part. So I guess I mean, at her funeral, I was happy to speak, and along with Simon, and you know, some of you were there at the funeral. It was the most epic sort of event, really. And I had this idea that I wanted to read something out that was from a Chinese poem from the Tang Dynasty, which is about before the 10th century. It's really ancient Chinese poetry that's very famous still in China. So it was a bit of a risk to read it because I didn't want to give offence. And when I shared this with my friends the morning, the night before I was due to give the speech, they said, "Don't do it, Richard, it's too risky, you might cause offence." But I had a feeling that I should do it. And when I was reading this out, I was looking down at her parents, who were sort of, actually they were back there. And this is the poem, it's by, I think the name comes up in a minute, Huang Dingyang. "Where has spring gone? No trace left of the lone path. If anyone knows her whereabouts, tell her to come back, please. Spring gone, no one knows where, except the oriole who keeps twittering with an inexplicable message, riding the wind over the roses." And I read it with the gap so it could be translated back into Chinese by the people sitting near her parents because they didn't speak hardly any English. And afterwards they came up to me and they really liked the fact that I read the poem and in a way I had tried to think Chinese, which is what I thought I was doing, by reading a poem that wasn't about death but was about loss, I guess, where her spring went. And I think the fact that they reacted so warmly to this began me thinking that there was more in this, given my relationship to China and this awful event, that I wanted to do more about. In a way, it's not really in memory of Mavis, but it's about honouring a person and a place that she's from and her parents, I guess. So this is what happened there. There's the top hat in the exhibition that you see there, and that's the photo of Mavis. This little photo here. The exhibition was in Cheltenham. That's the little photo that I framed up. And those are pieces of willow pattern pottery, which will become clear. And that's where the title of this comes from, WP. 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 There's the willow pattern. It's a very common pattern. And it looks very Chinese, but it's a complete invention. It's not Chinese at all, it's completely English. And I guess I wanted to make a challenge to this and its history. That is in lots of people's collections in their grandparents' houses. But there's even a willow pattern story that was also invented by English people about a powerful and rich mandarin living in a sumptuous mansion here. And he worked for the emperor. He had a hard-working bookkeeper named Chang who did all the drudgery while the mandarin took bribes. So even in that first paragraph is actually implicit racism in that. So the emperor took bribes and was dishonest. So the whole, basically his daughter runs away with the hard-working bookkeeper and then they're killed by someone who wants to marry her. So it's a very English kind of romantic story that isn't Chinese at all. So I wanted to get a bit
sort of cross with this design, if you like. And I wasn't sure where it was going to go. I bought a teacup to start with. And then I found out this man called Lu Tong, who wrote poetry about tea drinking, again in about the 9th century, about the beauty of drinking tea, that there are these 5 sips that you take and each one is more intense. This is one, but I then sort of rewrote them. I wonder if it's here. Yeah, it's another version of this. Sitting down here, mud rain streaks of path and gutter slip. Heading south on the north road, quite a bit parched up, pinched in the throat, smoothing my mind out slowly for the first sip from the first cup of steeping, pouring, easing. So I sort of rewrote a bit, and then I had ideas of going out to coffee bars and asking for green tea and rejecting it. And I had this idea of going to a very expensive Chinese designer shop in London called Bosidang and buying an item of clothing, which is this jacket. There it is. This store off Bond Street cost £35 million to create. £35 million. So you just put that on one hand and this willow pattern story on the other, and you see there's been a shift of balance here, thankfully. And it's quite expensive, so there's the shop. There's my bag. And that's this. So it was knocked down from 250 to 75. So I thought this jacket might help. And then I thought this plate might help, which I found in a shop in Turin. I thought this might do it, this plate, which so nicely links east and west. And there is the weather pattern again. So I thought I'd maybe go out to coffee bars and order green tea, reject it, and read some of my poetry. Wearing wigs, because Mavis was always changing her hairstyle, or hats. And I tried this, and it didn't really work. The recording never came out, and I just, you know, the willow pattern shirt I got, it didn't quite do it. It might still happen, but at that stage it wasn't working. I looked like a rock star, CD type rock star. And somehow it's too obvious. I'm too obvious about it. I took my teacup with me as well to make the tea in. I had this special infuser here for putting tea into. And then you notice these strange details of the willow pattern, these really curious tree bits, and these strangely fighting birds. So I rewrote the willow pattern story, which I'm not going to read out, but if you're interested, I'll send you my version of the willow pattern legend. So then I'm back to doing ongoing actions, this long text, and steam starts to appear. So I'll just put the cap on. I don't really want to be talking too much, so I think it's important to do things, really. This is as bad as they get. I've got a lot, and this is as bad as they get. Well, then I sort of came across this photo that I'd taken when I was in Shanghai, and I sort of kept coming back to it, actually. There was something about the materials and this cluster of people that I'd never really looked at it before. So, this meant something. And then I realised later that WP also stands for woodpile. So the woodpile became big for me. And the wood might be used for making MDF, or it might be used for making steam, because in Shanghai there's a tradition of having dragon stoves. These are dragon stoves where you, this is the steam happening, where you go and fill up your thermos flask to make your tea with. People queue up with their thermos flasks. It's dying out now because everyone has hot water, but so it's a real tradition. You queue up and you pay a few cents for your hot water, just like this. And you see how important thermos flasks were. So the other thing about Mavis was, you know, her wearing of hats, of course. Wanting a good video is somebody else is interested in seeing it. Your Taifu Brook Bond PG Tet Lee is every day bagged up in dark stale misery, sealed in plastic, added sugar and thick milk for spoon standing about. This thirst quenching is a late train, brown and brutal. Raising our cups for the fifth time, we ask the moon to bring us a shadow to make us three. Reaching the summit, we catch the mountain's perspective, the traffic, the split rainbow in a single glance. We're singing to the tune of wind in pines. So there's something about material. So then the exhibition in Cheltenham came up, and I wanted to follow this same theme for that. And I wanted to make the woodpile. So to make the woodpile was a big thing for me. I'm not sure what it meant, really. I don't mind not knowing. And then the photos in the newspaper started to appear of that big jewel robbery and made you think that it's all materials, really, just bits of jewellery. It's all the stuff, just stuff. And then I started to break willow patterns, and they went in the exhibition. Maybe we could have the lights out for a second, Felix, if that's okay, just to see these, because they're a little bit darker, thank you. Picture that I got a bit captivated by. In the revisiting of it, there it is. So the throw and this place that was in my square mile. So a square mile in Shanghai. This idea came about because Visiting Arts had the idea of a number of artists in different square miles all over the world, and I was lucky to get Shanghai. This is my square mile that I was given. I didn't choose it. But I grew to love it profoundly and didn't want to leave in the end, although it was very confusing at the start that I didn't speak Chinese. I had to get help with language, and that took a little while. Up here you see there's a park. The recycling centre we just looked at is about around here somewhere, about there. But that park was one of the first places I went to, because I thought it would be an understandable place to be, and it would be an easy place to be. I found many things happening at once there. It's a bit of a surprise. So, can you hear a thumping beat in the background? Surely you'll see this appearing as a fishing rod. Over the other side, there were people jiving. There's the fishing rod. Like a horizontal wipe. And there were a shire, just arrived really. They just kind of observing things. In Chinese parks, many things happen at once, and for Mavis this would have been normal. This would have been the kind of local park where she grew up. So of course many things happen, and we watch this lady, she's preserved, and then she has shoulders to go. join in. There's only one man here. He looks a bit reluctant. So man walks past in a minute. She's got fantastic head movement, this lady. I wish I could do that. Really good head movement. They're going shoulders. So I guess you'd say that was a real cultural shock for me, in the best sense. I was shocked. But for Chinese people, they say, well, why are you shocked? This is normal. To have many, many things happening at once was like a kind of sensory overload in a very exciting way for me. And this is where I lived, in Shanghai E-Arts, in this big building here, which was always quite mysterious. They were the partner organisation, and I lived in, I think, this room here. But there were about 20 rooms, and I was only the other person who stayed there but once. There was one other person who stayed there once in 2 months. And then I noticed this sort of ad for Red Bull Racing. I could never quite understand it. The E-Arts was a sponsor for Red Bull Racing, and it was an arts organisation. And then I went to the theatre, and there they were advertising it again in the interval. So it was a place that supported artists, but it also had a kind of company going on at the same time, and they produced electronic gizmos, like this, projected images. And of course, when I looked at this again, I thought about the willow pattern. And if you've been to China, you'll know this is quite a common sight. There are these people who carry enormous amounts of waste material to be recycled. And here they're taking them to my recycling place in my square mile, which is the apologies to the Chinese people here, but I'll try and pronounce this. The Xuhui Chuqing Huang Feiping Zhao Tuzhen. And none of that means recycling. So this was the video clip that I showed in the exhibition. Yeah. So this shows a different picture, really, slightly. You see the driver asleep here, and this lady who I saw regularly on her tricycle. Just see a little bit of a different sense of the place. There was a very big station in the middle, and I got very interested in how people seem to move differently in China, that they don't crash into each other in busy places like it happens in London. So I thought I'd do an experiment, but I would stand in a busy junction between two subway intersections and see if anybody would crash into me. Did in half an hour. Can we have a bit more light, Felix? Thank you. I will skip this, I think. I think I just wanted to talk to you about Yong, who was a man who spoke some English and approached the organisation to say he wanted to make a film about me being there for this time. And he was... Yeah, I thought, well, why not? I've never seen footage. We had a nice time together, and he said, well, just phone me whenever you're doing something, Richard, phone me. So I phoned him when we were in the park one day, and he came along he had an assistant that day. You see him here. This is the day I left, he filmed me, the day before I left, and that was an assistant. And he knew I did Tai Chi, and he said, Richard, there were people doing Tai Chi in the park, and he said, Richard. So he saw a moment, you know, a moment for the film. He said, Richard, do your Tai Chi for them. What can I do? What I wanted to say was, I don't know. It's not the moment, it's cold, I had the wrong shoes on. But I'm polite, so I need to please him, probably. I don't know, I just said, okay. So I did some Tai Chi. I was a bit stiff, I just sort of started doing it. Smiled at Mark Twitter, and they looked at each other and they just said, and I said, well, what was wrong? And apparently they said, it's not traditional, we'll show you how to do it. So this person came out who was with him, I had a nurse who was younger, and he got these two little speakers out of his bag, and he put them on a tree stump, tiny little speakers, and he switched on his cassette player, and it was very strange. Tinny music came out, and then he practice and actually use the music. And just some big sweeping movements. And they stood around, nodding, and it was impressive. But the whole thing was kind of excruciating for me. It was kind of embarrassing. I felt bad, I felt like that Tai Chi wasn't very good, I felt like there was a miscommunication. Everything felt like it was a mistake. I've made a big mistake. A cultural error. For me, for them, for everybody. So it wasn't really until when I got back to England that I thought of what I would like to do in response to this experience. I suppose for me, this sort of story, this sort of kind of, oh, I haven't shown you the jacket, so it's one of the special features of the Bozodeng jacket. I think it's reversible. The thing I didn't say about the Tai Chi was that I had never heard Tai Chi Dan, seen Tai Chi Dan's music, and I guess it made me think, was I too reverential about Tai Chi? So this whole journey for me has been about kind of respect, really, obviously. Respect for Mavis, respect for China, respect for the relationship. Respect for people. And materials. Thank you. Bit of outro music on the last song. It's alright, doesn't matter.